Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Your kids have the sniffles. Are they sick? You know, it's that back-to-school surge that we see every year at the beginning of the school year. But Comer Children's Hospital in Chicago says they're seeing 50% more kids than usual coming through their emergency department every day, a spike that usually doesn't happen until winter. Dr. John Cunningham is with us. He's with Comer Children's Hospital here in the city. And it's a respiratory illness. Is it the same in all the kids that you're seeing come through your ER?
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me, by the way. Yes, it is. We're seeing respiratory illness, particularly in younger children.
So, like, it's more than the sniffles, because I understand some kids are required to stay in the hospital for a couple days and others have ended up on a ventilator?
Correct. So the main culprit in this is a virus called enterovirus that has been increasing in incidence in the United States over several years. And can cause severe respiratory illness in some children, particularly those that are not limited to those who may have other respiratory problems such as asthma.
So, Dr. Cunningham, is this different than RSV, something that we've been somewhat familiar with?
Yes, it's a different virus to RSV. It can cause similar problems. RSV tends to be in slightly younger children than what we're seeing in the population we're seeing now. But RSV, flu, and enterovirus are now here for the rest of the year. We anticipate that the RSV season and the flu season, based on what physicians saw in Australia earlier this year, will actually be quite severe this year. So we're all recommending people get their flu vaccines this year, because it's going to be very, very important that we try to reduce the risk of flu in the population.
This is Dr. John Cunningham, physician in chief at Comer Children's Hospital here in Chicago. I had read something, and maybe you can tell us about this, that, you know, there aren't a lot of pediatric ERs or ERs that are geared just for children, but those that are were almost filled to capacity, where some people were almost on a drive-by status?
Well, I don't know about a drive-by status, but, you know, the number of hospitals, particularly community hospitals, that are taking care of children has been reduced over the last 10 years or so, with concentration of emergency rooms in a children's hospital like our own, like our partners in the Chicago Children's Health Alliance, Advocate Oakland and Advocate Park Ridge, Advocate Children's Hospital, and also North Shore, and I believe Lurie is the same. And so we're seeing very large numbers of children. It's taking us, because of the surge in patients, it's taking us longer to see each child. And so we just ask the parents, if they have a sick child and they think they need emergent care, to have patients when they come to the emergency room. We will see everybody, but it's taking more time than normal.
And did the COVID quarantine lead to this surge?
I think there is a component of this, that a lot of children who may not, you know, would have been exposed in previous years to enterovirus are maybe seeing it for the first time this year because they were kept at home from school, or they were, you know, we have much less mask wearing now. And, you know, this is a virus that is transmitted in a respiratory manner, just like COVID. And so, the reduction in mask wearing has increased the transmission of virus. So I think it's two things. One is our children have been relatively protected for the last 2 years. And secondly, it's a respiratory virus and there's less mask wearing at the moment.
We're talking about the respiratory illness that is bringing many children to the ER. This is Dr. John Cunningham at Comer Children's Hospital. At what point as a parent or a grandparent do you know that it's time to head to the ER?
Well, that's a great question. I think if the child is breathless or is complaining of breathlessness or chest pain or discomfort, usually the parent knows that there's a problem. But it's not, as you pointed out at the beginning of this segment, that a snuffly nose and just throat pain, etc. It's when the child has lower respiratory symptoms, they're finding difficulty with their breathing, that they should be brought and should be assessed by a physician. I would suggest, though, that many of these children can actually, I'm not saying that everybody needs to be seen in a hospital emergency room. These children could be seen in urgent care, and they could obviously be seen during the day and they're in their primary pediatrician. So we recommend strongly that unless the child is extremely ill, where they should come to the emergency room, and they should be seen by their primary pediatrician.
And is there another illness that is bringing children? I'm seeing this pop up in the headlines today about an illness that is causing swelling in their arms or their limbs that they're saying is a polio-like virus. Can you tell us anything about that?
So this is the same virus family. It's an enterovirus called enterovirus D68, which in very rare situations can cause what's called flaccid paralysis, which is paralysis of either the legs or the arms. And in very, very rare situations, a child can develop that. So if a child is experiencing weakness in their arms or their legs, again, they should come to the emergency room to be seen.
And Dr. Cunningham, you treat some of the sickest children in Chicago at Comer's. Are these kids already asthmatic, or they have other underlying conditions? Are you seeing what would be relatively healthy kids coming in with this respiratory virus?
So we're definitely seeing more of it in children who previously have respiratory illnesses like asthma, but we're definitely also seeing it in children who have never had respiratory illness before. And so people should not be complacent about this if they think their child has got the symptoms that I've described, such as severe cough and breathlessness and difficulty breathing. They should be assessed as quickly as possible.
Thank you so much for taking care of our kids, and thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Dr. John Cunningham at Comer Children's Hospital. There's a story today about a woman in Chicago who recognized her ex-boyfriend on the TV news and turned him in. And the whole story is some kind of crazy. I'll share that with you. And then our chief engineer is going to jump on. He'll explain what this wireless emergency alert is about. If you're in the burbs and your phone has already gone off, you probably know. If you're in Chicago, it's going to go off at 3:00. We'll just get you the details. That's after Steve's news, which comes up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.